USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed a $1.9 trillion stimulus plan with more pork than coronavirus relief on Wednesday. In fact, only 9% of the money is for coronavirus items. The bill does extend unemployment benefits through Labor Day and raises them by $300 a week. The pandemic aid legislation also offers a tax break up to $10,200 of unemployment benefits for individuals. It's $20,400 for married couples in 2020. More than 18 million Americans were collecting benefits as of mid-February 2021, according to the Labor Department. A female aide alleges New York Governor Andrew Cuomo aggressively groped her in a sexual manner after she was summoned to the governor's mansion last year to help Cuomo with phone troubles. They were alone in his private residence. He shut the door when the assault occurred. The unidentified woman is the sixth accuser of Cuomo's alleged sexual harassment. We are USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The state of Alaska has announced anyone who wants a COVID-19 vaccine can get one today. Looking to the future, most Americans will be able to get one by the end of May. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The White House announced Wednesday that the federal government was ordering another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine in a move to help meet the goal of having enough vaccines for anyone who wants one by the end of May. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes that will help get 100 million Americans vaccinated by early April. The former commissioner of the FDA tells CNBC that the hard part going forward will be drumming up demand after supply increases.
Yeah, I think that the supply is increasing quickly, and I think the bigger issue is going to be demand pretty soon. We're going to have more supply than demand. After we work off the really intense demand that we're seeing right now, particularly from older Americans, I think we're going to see demand start to drop off. We'll get 100 million Americans vaccinated probably by early April. We'll probably get to 125, maybe 150 million Americans vaccinated, but beyond that, it's going to be difficult, and I think we will need to stimulate demand.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Spring training continues in Major League Baseball. Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer talks about his start against the Cardinals Wednesday, throwing 3 scoreless innings and striking out 5.
I was able to get a little bit more intensity today and, you know, was just able to pound the strike zone, try to get some reads on some swings. So I wouldn't say I always come into a game wanting to throw strikes. I never come into a game wanting to throw balls. So it's just a product of going out there and pitching. And I just try to watch what's happening and know that you're going to face these guys during the season, that, you know, as much as we want to look in and dissect every little thing, it's practice.
NASCAR's Brad Keselowski with Team Penske has won the Busch Pole Award for Sunday's Instacart 500 at Phoenix Raceway. Phoenix Raceway President Julie Giese celebrates women in the sport.
I heard so much about Annie B. France and the role that she played with Big Bill in creating this sport. And I think she's been an inspiration to me. It's a story that I love hearing about her role, and I think as you look forward from Lisa's involvement, I also very much enjoy Jill Gregory being out at Sonoma Raceway, and another female track president, and like you said, all the competitors. It's tremendous. It's exciting. It's inspiring, and I think it's only going to continue as we move forward, and just excited to see where it goes. Honestly, I think we've got a lot of momentum.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.